The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And we're going to be going to Decatur, so to speak, on today's show with two young women who work separately but also together, Ashley Riley and Jessica Jolly, or Jessica Jo Jolly. And together, they perform as a band called Somebody's Daughter. They're going to be performing in Decatur this Friday evening at 6:30 at Jimmy Ryan's. And we've got them live for the hour, and I'm anxious to hear some of their music and hear a bit more about them. Hope you'll stay with us. It's Live and Local. There was a group called the Squirrel Nut Zippers and a tune they call Evening at Lafitte's from their disc of perennial favorites. And I see it says a product of genuine quality. That's interesting. And heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. We've got some live performers on our show today, Ashley Riley and Jessica Jolly, who together are Somebody's Daughter. And pleased to welcome you on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Happy to be here.
I'm not even sure where I actually found of your existence. I don't know if it was...
Well, we're happy you did.
Yeah, well, it may have been just poking around the various Decatur clubs or something and saw that you were going to be at Jimmy Ryan's on
Friday.
And you've got some other places you're playing somewhere around this time, I think.
Let's see. We just wrapped up, we played at the Art Gallery downtown in Springfield last weekend, so, and then again, of course, next weekend we'll be at Jimmy Ryan's on the patio, so. Mm-hmm.
And they've got, so this is a weekly
They're calling it, Free Music Fridays is what they're kind of billing it as, and so every Friday night, happy hour, free music.
And half price appetizers.
Yeah.
Well, they got to draw people in somehow.
That's right.
And so it's free music, but they compensate you somehow or another, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Free because, for the people.
Free for the people. That's
well,
right.
Well, you never know. Sometimes free shows are also because the artists are playing for free, which is not always
that's
the best
true.
Thing.
We've done our share of what we like to call volunteer work in the past. So.
Well, that's a lot of how you get your name out.
Especially oh, absolutely. You have to start somewhere. Absolutely.
Well, speaking of, where did you all start? I mean, just even separately. This is Ashley, by the way.
Yes, Ashley, this is right. Ashley. And I guess we both kind of, I guess, started playing just local open mics. And that's how we met each other.
Definitely.
It all started really with a Sheryl Crow song.
It
was like,
yes.
I played it and she was like, hey, I know the harmony part to that. And it was like, all right, let's do it. And then, you know.
It just kind of became a regular thing at the open mic that we were at. And then I like to tell this story that by the time we were both performing acoustically as separate acts, let's say if there was like we were playing a show together and there would be like a little switch in between, perhaps we'd sing one or two songs together. And we might have played 3 hours of music, but it never failed that afterwards the most comments we would get, people would say, that one song you sang together was so good. So we thought we might as well put it together. So we did. And only recently did we manage to find a name for ourselves. And so here we go.
How did you pick that name?
We liked daughters and we liked something with daughter and we decided
kind of went back and forth. Yeah. And with it being two of us, you know, we were going back and forth with lots of things. We wanted to concede to the other one and then that just came.
Yeah.
And that's what we like.
Well, I guess it's an equalizer because you can both say you're somebody's
daughter. Yeah, we truly are. That's right.
Yes. Although when I Googled that name, I came up with something completely different.
You will
different.
Find so that we, I think you had maybe Googled it and made the decision to, it's an entire coalition. But I had not Googled it and was not aware until I thought, hey, I'll find our Facebook page by doing this and found something totally different, which is still a great cause. But
yeah, it's a coalition of something for rape victims, isn't it?
It is. Like and fighting the subjugation of women in pornography, I believe, is what it is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was quite specific to that.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So, but no relationship there.
Absolutely none to Somebody's Daughter.
And any stretch. No. Well, why don't we just launch right into a tune?
That sounds
Let's hear
good.
A little bit about right. of what you're about.
We should tell
okay.
the story
yeah,
of this song.
This song has
we?
A story.
Yes.
This is. Go ahead. Oh. Jinx, no. This is the first song we ever wrote together. And we actually started it together, but then ended up writing the rest of it through text messaging.
It was very interesting.
So, yeah, yes. technology works.
Right. Don't let them tell you it's all bad. That's what mm-hmm. I say.
Okay. And this is called Maybe.
That's right.
Saying what you used to, you're saying maybe we can make it through. Maybe it's not the truth. You're haunting empty stages. You're hoping maybe this time it's not you. Maybe it's not the
the sound of the guitars and that whole
thanks.
Riff or whatever you
mm-hmm. It's one of those really weird things where when we, like we said, we wrote it over text message, and when we finally got together that summer, what we were doing happened to work out really well, so yeah. It just kind of worked.
You mean
what we were doing vocally and kind of instrumental.
Right, because we were we just had the little riff that we
played
that
together.
Was the main thing, and then we're like, I think had one line, so then it was like we were trying to describe what we were doing through the text message.
Was,
like, I'm going to go up high here.
And I'm going to swoop down low. And it was just weird. And yeah. A lot of people get confused. Like, now people, I guess, are kind of used to it, really, because that was the first song. But we have a tendency to, you know, switch our parts through songs. And at first, everybody was like, wow, yeah. That's really weird there.
You're talking about switching the vocal parts.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually trying to figure out, were you playing the same guitar part?
Yeah, I think that she
has played a little
twiddling.
Like,
yeah, like
I do more finger.
Yeah, like
style,
I think you're twiddling
you do more
lower
like
and more bassy. Yeah, I'm doing more of a bassy lead, and she's twiddling maybe on the higher strings a little bit.
Twiddling is that a technical?
Yeah, it's
term?
Very yes. technical. Yes, you'll find all the trained musicians are familiar with mm-hmm. the term twiddling.
Well, finger style, I have fairly recently heard since I started doing this show a couple
sure.
years ago.
Yeah, that actually. It's a technical
That's
term.
A technical
yes.
term, yeah. And I do notice that there's not a pick between the two of you.
Won't really find one. I will admit occasionally when I play an electric guitar with my band sometimes, and You'll find a pick occasionally in my hand.
No. Not for me.
I was very adamantly against it for a long time, but I don't know.
So why were you against, and why did you pick up a pick?
Gosh, it's hard to say. I think when she and I are used to being alone with the guitar, kind of, and it's maybe more of, there's little finger things that you do that maybe you're not even conscious of, that maybe you lose when you have a pick. And people will tell me, as I hear all the time, that you can still add them when you become more prolific with a pick.
Right, but, yeah.
So maybe I just never took the time to do
it. I'm not against it. I just feel like I sound better without one. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. And when I'm not amplified, I can't hear myself over the guitar when I play with a pick. But with the band, that was the primary reason, is that first, it's an electric guitar and you kind of need to play with a pick. And secondly, that I wanted to be able to hear myself over the band. So
since you've mentioned a band, what does your band do on its own?
Well, I think similar. We each have a band, and what we kind of do is taken the folk songs. And then since then, I've gone forward and written maybe songs that are more of an electric style from the beginning. But first, we just kind of arranged the acoustic folky songs to maybe more of an indie rock, garage rock kind of sound, I guess. And that was – it's really fun.
I was I noticed on Ashley's I guess it must be your Facebook page, mm-hmm. where you give yourself call yourself alternative folk.
Yeah.
And then there's indie rock, and it's like, you know, what do these categories mean, and where do you draw, when do you cross the line?
I think that what I've heard or read or whatever, indie kind of just means that you're not signed. So anybody who is not on like a label is an indie, whatever genre. And, I kind of, everyone's like, you're so folky, you know, or whatever. So it was like, that was where that came from. But I also, then when I got the band, I felt like it was, had a little more rock. So I added alternative.
I like it. Yes. So. You know, those descriptions really mean whatever they mean to the person reading them. Yeah. I mean, I haven't ever been able to define, and we always, you know, whatever people hear in our voice that they relate or music or whatever that they relate to what they like is what they say. Oh, you sound like this. And sometimes it's really odd.
So if somebody is indie rock, let's say, and then they get signed, then what are they?
They're just rock.
They're just rock.
Yeah. They're
can't
not
say
alt
indie
rock
anymore. Well,
at
it
that
depends.
Point?
What if they get signed by an independent label?
Well,
then they're still independent, I think. Then they're even maybe more thoroughly indie.
Yeah, that could be so.
We're going to have to, somebody's going to have to publish a book of these fine
How do you
need
a dictionary for all this?
Well, because, I mean, the reason I do occasionally ask about these things is not really to pigeonhole anybody, because usually the answer is, well, I can't really be pigeonholed.
Oh, it's impossible to define, usually.
But also because I often, if I hear somebody's music, I can't myself figure out what.
Yeah.
You know, what is this? Or they say, well, what do you like? What kind of music do you like? And I say, well, I like so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And you end up having to say, well, I like a person.
Eclectic is a good word when you're when you're working in those circles. And that's the thing. Like we, from our friends in the know, we hear a lot that, how do you describe the music? We don't know. It's just something different. So that's why we've had to find all different kinds
of. Yeah, and I think our songs, too, kind of, us coming together as somebody's daughter also was like a place where the songs we were writing didn't fit with our band. So it's like, you know, more acoustic and just.
That's totally right. Yeah.
So when you're the duo, you're just the two of you and the guitars. And did I see a picture of you, Jessica, somewhere along the line with an accordion?
That was
Ashley.
Concertina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Concertina.
That's right. We have among us, let's see, what kinds of things there's the concertina, the harmonica, ukulele is new on the scene. That's very exciting. Fun machine organ. Mm-hmm. All kinds of little things pop up.
So where's your concertina today?
It's on a shelf.
I tried to drop a hint in an email, you know.
Concertina's
allowed.
Yeah. Concertina's allowed. Well, and we wish we would have maybe got a little more dynamic with it, but here we are with our guitars.
Here you are.
So.
Yeah. We're talking with Ashley Riley and Jessica Jolly. Do you prefer Jessica or Jessica Joe?
You know, whatever you like. I like them both, I guess. It just depends. Jessica Joe's kind of a mouthful, so.
that's how I found you actually on Facebook, just to find out a little bit more about you.
Jessica Joe. Yeah, I get a lot of people. I can't find Jessica Jolly, and I forget I put the Joe there. I'm pretty proud of the Joe, though, so.
You can find Jessica Jolly. It's just the wrong one.
Not the right one. There is an actress by that name, an indie actress, actually, so.
So, and together they're somebody's daughter. They're going to be at Jimmy Ryan's in Decatur Friday at 6:30. And they're free music Fridays, they call them. Isn't it an outdoor?
Yeah,
it's
space?
On the patio. It's like a brand new thing. Yeah. It's really cool.
And you slide inside if it happens to be pouring or something?
Yeah, There, it's got, it's not a roof, but it's like a thick tarp,
like a grotto type of thing going on. Yeah.
So you can
not
keep
a tarp.
You can keep going if it rains another
day. Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Absolutely. Well, what have you got next?
Well, we actually have a song that I wrote this after, right? Mm-hmm. I wish I could say that I wrote the song and then we liked it, but I liked the idea of somebody's daughter, which we came up with. As of course, we all know the common phrase, that's somebody's daughter, you know? So we took it and we wrote a song. The song's called Somebody's Daughter.
Don't want to put you in the ground. Want to push you. Wanna make you understand you belong to your man. 'Cause I need you taking care of me, so I will never let it.
Somebody's Daughter by Somebody's Daughter.
Yes.
The song and the duo here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Jessica Jolly on the guitar on that one. And both of them, both Jessica and Ashley Riley on the vocals, of course. And just call me dense because I've often said to other people and on this show that I have a little trouble with lyrics, following, remembering.
Sure, that's okay.
Understanding. Even what the individual words are. But what was that song about?
Well, I don't even think I've ever told this to Ashley, but I identified the story in my brain where it came from. There's a movie. It's a movie called Crazy in Alabama. What's her name? Melanie Griffith, right? Or she's married to Antonio Banderas. Anyway.
I haven't heard about her in a long time.
But it's an excellent movie, and it's about domestic violence. And it's kind of got three different little parts. It's kind of the response to this female character who's being oppressed from all different sides, from her family, from the man himself, and then also from the law, all three being messages of let me save you, with their own sort of oppression on it that doesn't really offer any sort of relief. So if you're breaking it down, it's not really that sad. It's
well, no, I mean, I thought
just saying
that's what I thought I was picking up from there.
Yeah, right. So it's kind of a twist on it that using the somebody's daughter as in, then you need taken care of by a man, so. Mm. But I don't really have a bad outlook. I'm just fine with men, so.
Right, so this isn't coming from personal experience necessarily.
Oh, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Just observation on a grand scale.
Well, it doesn't take a very grand scale.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
Exactly. I think more people than know are affected by some sort of domestic abuse. And I don't want – that's not to say that it's only ever from men to women. I mean, I just – it's out there. So.
Well, I'm actually reading a book that's kind of funny on loan from a friend called A Short History of Tractors in Ukrainian, which is sort of a fascinating title. But in it, this old man, not even elderly, he's an old man, like mid-80s or something, marries – a mid-30s woman. He's originally from Ukraine. She's from Ukraine, but she's trying to get, you know, it appears to be one of those marriages where somebody wanted to get in the country, in this case, England, and so on. But it's reverse abuse going on here, where it's the stronger woman.
Well, yeah, and you see that. And those are sometimes harder to identify and more dangerous, so.
I don't know where this book's going to go. I'm sort of fascinated.
Yeah.
It is sometimes kind of funny.
Yeah. Interesting.
But we won't go on. The show is not a book review. Our program today on Live and Local is made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to enjoy Krannert Uncorked, a weekly free wine tasting almost every Thursday at 5 p.m. in the lobby. For more information, visit KrannertCenter.com. And this is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're talking with Ashley Riley and Jessica Jolly, who are in our studio as somebody's daughter. And again, thanks to Facebook, I was able to read a little bit about both of you. Ashley, you actually listed there some of your influences.
Yes.
And I was curious about the four that I know a little bit more about than I do of the others you mentioned, and I wonder if you are able to identify what you pulled from these folks or in what way they've influenced you. They're all women except for Neil Young.
Yeah.
So I'll ask about Neil Young first.
I love Neil Young. I love – a lot of people might say he's a sloppy guitar player. But I wouldn't. I think that
I disagree.
I love the way that his rhythm and timing, and he does a lot of like hammer on and pull off and twiddling kind of.
There's twiddling.
There's lots of twiddling, technical twiddling, mm-hmm. and his guitar playing I really like, and his lyrics. I think that they're kind of understated but really smart. You know. So that's what I like.
I think it's usually lyrics that I've most often heard, you know, admirers mm-hmm. of Neil Young
mm-hmm.
talk about.
I mean, absolutely.
Certainly isn't his voice, or maybe maybe it is for some
people.
Well,
you grow to love it.
It's his delivery style. There's something there. I would make the only recently did I start to make this comparison I never would have made ever before, but I would make the comparison to Dylan, and I know that they are longtime friends, but he's every bit of a poet, I believe, as anyone would have said that Dylan ever was. And if you can appreciate, you know, Dylan's vocals when combined with his words, I think it's the same kind of dynamic that you come to get with Neil Young. I mean, mm-hmm. I love it. You know, it takes me by surprise now when I hear people say, "Oh, he's not that great of a singer," and I think, "Oh, yeah, I guess that is kind of the popular perception, isn't it?"
You know, which one was Dylan or Young or both?
Neil Young. Yeah, well, both, I guess. Yeah, both, because mm-hmm. you don't really think of it once you're kind of in the spell of their music or whatever.
So. But see, that's another thing where it really helps if you are clued into songwriting and words and so on. I'm in this group that gets together once a month and listens to music and listens to stereo systems in combination, really. But cool. It's mostly all about the music. And we just had this conversation on Thursday about there's sort of like half of us who really pay attention to the words and admire songwriters for the songs they write. And there's the other half of us, of which I'm part, where I just don't. I don't.
It's not your thing.
Well, I just don't. I don't absorb them. I don't.
Yeah.
So, therefore, we're left with the voice of Bob Dylan,
right.
For example.
Right. Sure.
Then it's hard for me to appreciate
right.
Bob Dylan as a lot of other people do.
I would say that writing and performing for both of us, I think, has definitely changed the way we absorb music and the way we listen.
I've always been a lyric listener, and I'm always surprised.
Definitely.
I was shocked when I found out there were people that weren't. I was
what? What do you mean you don't hear the words?
Isn't that what the song's about? But I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's
just
so many parts to a song.
Yeah, more to be appreciated.
Well, I'm definitely one, so here's a living
living testament
entity, which is actually one of one of my pet peeves that I really don't understand. Even though I don't always absorb lyrics, I really get irritated by the many, many, many singers, including just solo singers, who write lyrics and you have no idea what they're singing because
yeah.
It seems like they do everything possible to make sure you can't
understand
them.
We try and be conscious of that. Sometimes it's difficult, but, you know.
I'm getting you loud and clear here.
Well, good. That's great to know.
But I'm also quite a captive audience.
Oh, yes. Well, that's good.
Well, let's hear more from somebody's daughter.
Okay, this next song, it's called Made of Dreams. And here it is.
Change that you could round up, dear. I sure could use it here out on the road. And all the strange people filling up my days, they've got so much to say and more to sell. I've cried.
Somebody's Daughter here on Live and Local, a song by Ashley Riley, who took the lead, both with the guitar and the vocals there, along with Jessica Jolly. I've been listening mostly to you on the headphones, and I decided to take them off just there because I'm trying to figure it out. Who's singing the high parts and who's singing the low?
Switches.
And
I, it That's was, what we were saying earlier.
Do you switch around? But even on that one, I was wrong. You know,
Well, we found too. When we're trying and even when we're not, we can sound a lot alike. Yeah. So it's just hard. Sometimes
well, you do blend really well together, which is
that's
a great
advantage.
Thank
you. That's what we're going for.
Well, I hope so. I mean, not everybody does.
Happy accident, really.
Yeah, it really is, though. Really.
They're going to be at. Jimmy Ryan's in Decatur. I knew you could fill that in.
And, you know, we would be remiss if we didn't mention this whole time that we're just about finished recording our first album together. And it's going to be a full length, and we are excited. So we've been working pretty hard. So.
Well, I did see on Ashley's solo site. Well, actually, Somebody's Daughter site is also on Ashley's site.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just go to, what is it, ashleyriley.com?
ashleyriley.com, and then there's a tab. I think it's the furthest one on the right.
So.
It just says Daughter.
Just Daughter, yeah.
So Somebody's Daughter wouldn't fit.
No, it wouldn't. ashleyriley.com/daughter will also get you there.
Mm. And I did see, Ashley, you've got a couple of CDs
of
your own?
Yeah, I have two. I put one out in 2008,
and then the second one.
Yes,
last
that
year,
one
right?
was acoustic, and then one last summer, which is with my full band. So.
And Jessica, I didn't see. Have you
we
got
did
some?
Actually, and it's funny because nothing is really associated with my name. It's all associated with my band's name, Jody Boss. But we put out an EP in October of last
Jody
year.
Jody Boss.
Jody Boss, all one word. Yes. Kind of odd, but
how do you spell that? Just
JODYBOSS.
Just as it sounds.
Just as it sounds, exactly.
And that comes from.
Wow. Well, it's a long story. My super good friend Jody. Hello, Jody. If you're listening, you're probably not. So she's actually. Possibly.
You mean you didn't tell her?
No, I did tell her. She has a good excuse. She's having a baby today. So this is a shout out to Jody and baby James and Rob, of course, who I like to call Beats. He was my drummer. Her husband was. And Jody was my boss and also my friend. And so we went for a long time trying to pick the name. And I had her in my phone and just kind of called her. I like endearment. And I called her Jody Boss always because it just worked. And then. Right after our first gig, we instantly got booked for another one. And I said, I have to go tell Jody Boss. And everybody was like, why don't we just do that?
Well, you know, probably somebody would assume that you're Jody.
You know, I got that a lot, too. And, you know, I just kind of
like
went
Jody
with it.
Boss.
Like, yeah, it's like I get the first lot of, first and last name. And there actually is a Jody Boss. I run into her a lot on Facebook, and she probably isn't very happy with people commenting and searching for it, but that's okay. So
would this Jody be the boss where you're an intern extraordinaire or receptionist extraordinaire?
No, that was my previous job. I actually graduated from Richland before I went to UIS, which is where I was the receptionist. And I'm receptionist extraordinaire at my current job now, but I was intern extraordinaire. At WUIS, and I guess I was also receptionist extraordinaire at Richland when Jody was my boss. So
yeah, this is this is another Facebook acquisition. It turns out to be
pretty
handy for finding information.
Yeah. Assistant to the executive, assistant to the executive was what I technically was.
But did I see that you're now in law school?
I will be starting law school this coming fall, August 22nd. That's
and
correct.
What possessed you to do that?
You know. I guess it's just been a long series of little affirmations that, yes, that is the right path for me. And I couldn't be more excited. I'm ready to go. So
see if you stay excited once you get in
there. I tell everyone, ask me in 3 years and I'll tell you then what it's like.
Do law students or prospective law students see the film called The Paper Chase anymore?
Yes, I saw that
That's
well
an old
before
movie
I
by
ever.
Now.
Yeah, but it's so famous in law school circles. You know,
I figured.
I went to a couple open house and scholarship things, and every professor that spoke referred to that movie. In as much as they were saying, your experience will not be like this. So that was okay.
They usually said it won't be like
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. Now. Whether or not that's true remains to be seen. So.
Does the expression
look
come?
Look to your left, look to your right, those people will be gone is the most famous one.
Well, that's not the one I was thinking of. I was the one that says the first year they scare you to death, second year they work you to death, third year they bore you to death.
That's probably true. I'm sure it does. Yeah. It's been years. Again, I watched it when I was like in junior high before I ever
brush up.
Had any real. Yeah. You got, I need to get ready. I got 3 months to go.
Better watch that movie again.
Yeah, I better. Or not. Or just completely forget it. Yeah. One of the two.
Ashley, I asked you about the one influence you listed as Neil Young.
Oh, right.
What about
yeah.
some of the others? Sean Colvin. And I ask about her only because I talked to her for this show. A few weeks ago, she
was in Bloomington. We went to that show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Great show.
It was great.
I love her guitar playing too. She's an amazing guitar player.
She is phenomenal.
I love women that are great guitar players. You know, there's just kind of maybe not. Maybe it's in my head, but somewhat of a stereotype of women not being good guitar players or not being known for that. Maybe that's
right.
not they're known for their voices or their lyrics and. And she's got it all, so.
And you mentioned also Sheryl Crow and Sarah McLachlan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
also
all
for
just
their guitar
great.
Playing.
No,
and
I like
first.
Well,
all of it. I take that back.
Well, in the case of Sean Colvin and Neil Young, in both cases, you mentioned the guitar playing.
Yeah, the guitar playing, and I would say those are my two like guitar playing influences. The rest are vocals and lyrics, and I think Sarah McLachlan's an excellent writer. I'm always. Her songs are so deep, you know? It's like, I don't write that way, but I appreciate it.
You should give yourself more credit. Sometimes you write pretty deep songs. It's hard to think that about yourself, though. It's hard to be objective about your own songs.
Yeah, maybe her song is about something really mundane, but I just think it's really deep.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
what was the interview I had where she really, really did not want to talk about what her songs were about?
Mm-hmm.
I had to think about I'll think about it as we hear your next song, hopefully.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
I mean, although also I'll try to pay attention to what you're singing about.
Okay. Yes.
I'll
well,
do
this
my
song,
best.
Song, it's called Never Think. So, here it is. Thank you.
quiet truth, no matter how loud you say.
Somebody's daughter here on Live and Local, Ashley Riley and Jessica Jolly, and again, Ashley taking the guitar and vocal leads on that one. Do we have another one coming up? Are we going to do dual guitars? I really like the sound of that.
We should.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, something to think about.
Let's see. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I did think of who I was talking about earlier. It was Nico Case.
Oh, yeah. I really like it.
That was actually one of my most uncomfortable interviews, I have to say.
Oh.
But she really did not want to talk about, you know, what the songs are about.
You know, she's somebody who I like her writing because it's like, what is she talking about?
That's what she's going for. It's
yeah, so dang.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, she's not going to tell you, apparently. Yeah. At least not the way I asked.
Sometimes I can understand that. Sometimes I'm so excited to talk about what a song is about. But sometimes it's like, maybe if you say it, it takes away from the mystique or something. Like, I know one song, I won't say which song, has a middle verse that sounds just so dark and cryptic and kind of like this really stormy relationship between two people.
Of your own song?
Of my own song. Yeah. It definitely involves myself and my cat, you know? It's just kind of what it's about. But it's, you know, those words fit right there, and I liked it, and no one ever has to know except the band. The band kind of knows.
And now everyone listening.
But they don't know what song.
They don't know what song. That's exactly. That's what
go.
I was thinking.
So me and you, Nico, we're keeping it close to the vest.
Yeah. Jessica, we've mentioned some of Ashley's influences. Would you say you've got some?
Yeah. I'd say I have a bunch. You know, I was raised, if Dad's listening, hi, Dad. I was raised kind of with more of a very traditional bluegrass, traditional country, folk background. And both my parents played music and some people in my family, we had some good old-fashioned jams on the porch every Saturday. I never really picked anything up until about the same time Ashley did. We were both in our 20s when we started playing and writing. So I would say, just again, like you say, how do you answer that question? I like everything from classic rock to really obscure independent stuff to all the traditional hymns and Hank country and all that kind of stuff. So
Hank country?
Yeah. I'll listen to just about anything.
Do either of you have any formal musical training, or have you just picked up from family and friends and listening? Or
I took lessons. I did take guitar lessons and piano lessons. And I did, I don't know if show choir is big around here.
Kind of jazz hands, actually. Jazz hands.
But I did show choir all through high school. It's not really formal, but yeah. It's something.
It's something, yeah. I took piano lessons when I was in, I think I played the clarinet for about 15 minutes, and I took piano lessons around that same time, grade school. And then I've always sung harmony with my dad and stuff, but never really, nothing formal whatsoever at all. I remember my dad telling me when I took the piano lessons that it wasn't going to do me much good because you couldn't carry it up the side of a mountain or to a campground or anything, and now I understand what he means. You know,
well, there's a good point.
This
yeah.
goes with me. So, yeah. And you can accompany yourself. And it's much more of a, I feel much more connected to this instrument than I ever did to the piano. So I never composed. Ashley's composed on the piano. I never really have. I've done that in my main composition.
Well, you can hug the guitar.
You can't. Right,
you
yeah.
can't hug
you
a piano.
You can't hug your instrument. You can't. Well, I guess you could, but not while you're playing it, probably.
Well, you can't get much.
No. You can't hold it.
No, yeah. You can't hold it. You can't. You're not picking it up. So.
No, not exactly. Know. Is there music in your family, Ashley?
I'm the start of it. I would
you're
say.
You're it.
Yeah. My family likes music, but they never played it.
And, do they like your music?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they're great. They've been really supportive
both
about
of
everything.
Our families, yeah, are really supportive.
Are they at your every gig?
Well, you know, they're at the ones that that start before 10 at night. They're at those.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. This is actually my father's guitar, so I guess he's kind of at every gig, right?
Yeah, there you go.
That's one way to look at it, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Does he know you think of it that way?
I don't know. He does now if he's listening.
Yeah. And if he's not listening, he can always listen to it on our web archive.
That's true. He definitely can. That's right.
Which actually, you know, as long as I've mentioned that, I might as well mention to our listeners, because I always forget to mention this to our listeners, that if you miss any Live and Local program, or if you miss part of a program, or if you heard a program and you really want to hear it again, they're on our website. And usually they're up by the afternoon of the day of the show.
Very cool. Doesn't quite
always make it then. Depends on how much time I've got in that particular afternoon. But anyway, you can listen there. If it's live music, we've got all the music on there. If it is commercial performances, we're not able to put those up complete just for copyright reasons so far.
Yeah, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, we keep trying to interpret what we're being told about those things, and maybe one of these days we'll get them all up there. But provided we'll end up with your permission, all the songs will be on there. So people can.
I'm pretty sure.
You missed one of the songs.
People were. Check us out, Encore Performance. Later.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen again.
What do we got next from Somebody's Daughter?
This is a song I wrote called Anchors Away.
The sun gets in your eyes again. The day bends and breaks. Time passes by. The moments fly with every mark you make. Just be sure that the ship is tight. Don't be scared when it rocks in the night. It's here to stay. Anchors away, anchors away, anchors away. Run. Push and you pull till the boxes are full. Your hands are on the wheel. Just be sure that the ship is tight. Don't be scared when it rocks in the night. It's here to stay. Anchors away. Anchors away, anchors away. I wanted to be close enough to see.
Anchors Away from Somebody's Daughter here on Live and Local. Something must have happened there at the end.
Oh, no. That was an original new live reworked ending.
Yes. Unplanned.
Yeah, you must have been able to see my eyes. I mean, actually, I think it worked out okay, though. So.
Well, no, you're just giving this like big grin
well,
at the end, like,
right place.
That wasn't supposed to happen or something.
Not in the right way, but yeah.
Well, that's live radio for you.
That
you
is
know.
Like improvisation. Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. It's Somebody's Daughter. They're going to be at Jimmy Ryan's in Decatur on Friday evening. Evening at 6:30, one of their free music Fridays, sort of late happy hour or post happy hour, depending on how you want to call it. I do want to mention some other of the performances and events you can go and see and hear live in our listening area. Although the first one is not something you go see and hear. It's something you can participate in if you are a child, sixth grade or higher, and would like to audition for the Community Players Theater production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The auditions are tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Community Players Theater in Bloomington. And you can check out their website for what I imagine would be a little more information on what you might need for that audition. The Duke of Uk with Luke Winslow King is going to be at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And Luke is going to be on our show tomorrow between from 12 to 1, live in our studio. So I'm looking forward to hearing him. It's Dueling Guitars and a Fiddle with Tommy G, Dave Cooper, and Jesse Francis at Jupiter's at the Crossing in Champaign tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Sangamon Valley Community Orchestra is performing at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield Wednesday evening at 7:30. Mean Lids are at the Iron Post in Urbana Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And the Sugar Prophets are at DR Diggers in Champaign Wednesday night at 9:30. And it's the 2011 Illinois New Music Festival starting on Wednesday in Peoria at the Grand Army of the Republic building. Wednesday's program is called Ivory Towers. Thursday's is Inspirations. Friday, Visions. And Saturday called Contrasts. And those are 7:30 each evening. Well, 7:30 Wednesday and Thursday, and it looks like 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. And we'll be talking about that hopefully more later on in the week here on Live and Local. The program is made possible with support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. And I think we've got time for one more.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, this is it's called All the Pretty Things.
I like some of your surprise endings.
Thank you.
Even when they're a surprise to us? Or
well, see, I wouldn't have known that last one if
no,
not
that was right.
Visual
no,
cues.
I was just teasing myself there. That was right.
It was right? That was okay?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
all right.
Definitely.
All right.
Yeah.
It's Somebody's Daughter here on Live and Local, Ashley Riley and Jessica Jolly. They're going to be at Somebody's Daughter. They're going to be at Jimmy Ryan's in Decatur on Friday at 6:30. And you have something lined up in the area after that?
You know, you should talk
actually,
about it.
On the 31st of May, it's I'll actually be guest hosting an open mic at the Cowboy Monkey.
Oh, in Champaign.
In Champaign, mm-hmm. Downtown. So And Jessica, actually, I think will be coming with me and singing some songs night, too.
Yeah,
so, but that should be fun because people can come out and hear us, and we can also hear them. It can be a give and take, you know.
I better write this one down because I don't know that I've got that on my calendar so far. And that's on the 31st, you said?
Yes, the 31st.
May
31st.
Of May.
So next Tuesday. And then we're playing another Somebody's Daughter show at a new bakery in downtown Decatur, actually, Wildflower Bakery. It's on June 17th, and then actually we've got a lot this summer, so really just ashleyriley.com /daughter.
Yeah, that's got everything.
Got St. Louis and Chicago, just different stuff coming up, so.
Mm-hmm. And our Facebook's, it might seem kind of generic, but that's the best place to find.
But you can find the Facebook, they all link to each other.
Yeah, and
they
that's
all
the thing,
do,
like
so.
My band, her band, our duo, our individual stuff, it's all usually goes through our Facebook without having to search those all by name or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Right. All right. Well, I'm glad you were able to make it over here today.
Yes, well, thank you so much for having us, and thanks to everybody out there for listening. We enjoyed playing
for
you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to hear you.
Yes.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYL FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Quick look at our forecast. It'll be partly sunny and breezy this afternoon, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high temperature about 85 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight with a low of 62. And tomorrow is projected to be mostly cloudy and cooler. Again, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 72.